I've been waiting years to tell this story to somebody. I graduated from high school in 68. That was the height of the Vietnam War. And I wasn't real excited about going into the military at that time. So I thought an alternative choice is college. As long as I stay in college, I had a deferment. So I went to college. I graduated from college in 72 and got a draft notice, so I didn't end up beating the draft at all. I just put it off for 4 years. I was the very last group drafted. I was drafted in December of 72. Wow. President Nixon ended the draft in January of 73. So my friends say, congratulations, you won. But some of my friends had opted to go to Canada. I thought, no, I owed an obligation to our nation. I said, no, I'm going to put my time in. Fortunately, though, we were drawing down on Vietnam. They'd started bringing people back at that point. I thought for sure I was going there. I did not serve in Vietnam, though. I came in right at the end and ended up serving at beautiful Fort Riley, Kansas. Oh, wow. But I thought for sure I was going to end up in Vietnam. I sold my car. I sold all my personal possessions, said goodbye to all my girlfriends, and said, this is the end, I'm sure. But wow. as it turned out, I just spent time at Fort Riley and briefly overseas as well.
Was it with the Army then? Or?
Yes, it was with the Army, yeah. I talked to all the different recruiters, and I thought, I had a college degree, I thought, and, the Air Force and Navy would have been very attractive. I could have gone to Officer's Candidate School, but it would have been about a six-year commitment, and I thought I'd rather just, I was already 22 at the time, I thought I just want to put my time in, get it over with. I want to serve, I have an obligation to serve, I believe, but I just want to put my time in, and I just want to go on from there. And the Army seemed like the quickest way to do that.
Get it done. What did your parents think about it?
Oh, my dad had died, but my mom was not happy. She was not happy at all, but she knew that I really didn't have any other choices at all. So it was sad because my dad had died just a year earlier than that.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, I don't want to lose, another one to Vietnam. So it was very sad. Kind of sad, emotional time.
Sure.
Yeah, got out, started working as a veterans counselor, and a friend of mine said, "You should think about the FBI." And I said, "No, the FBI always wants just accountants or attorneys." He said, "No." He said, "Hoover wanted everyone to believe you had to be an accountant or an attorney, but that's not true. They it's a very diverse workforce." So I put an application in, did well on the test. God took me in a completely different direction than I had ever intended. I ended up working, 28 years in FBI, which I really enjoyed. I thought that was the coolest job in the whole world.
Wow.
But then, after you retire. It's mandatory retirement at age 57. And I thought, I don't want to retire yet. So I thought, let me go back to teaching. And I really, really enjoyed it. Even as an FBI agent, I was an instructor. I was a general police instructor, and I always enjoyed that. Tell me about you going in.
So mine was interesting. So yours was at the end of a war, and mine was more or less at the beginning. I joined post 9/11. So 9/11 happened in the fall of my second year of college. I wasn't doing terrible, but I had no real aspirations for what I was going to do after college. And then 9/11 happened. And, there was the rush to serve. And I remember thinking that this was a purpose, that this would be something that I could do that would actually have meaning. And I felt severely lacking at that time in my life. And so I went in that Christmas after 9/11 and signed in. They wanted me to finish my spring semester before going in. So I was delayed entry, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
So I made basic training just in time for the summer.
And then
I joined on up, did 6.5 years with stop loss. Cause we did, I was on my last combat tour, during Bush's final, I think it was one of his final pushes that he did, as president. And, did 6.5 years, did 3 combat tours.
You were not married at the time.
I was not married, and I wanted to be married, and I didn't. Kind of like you breaking up before, making sure you had no attachments going in. Yeah. I was in, and I didn't want to develop an attachment because I did not see. I saw the pain of a lot of loss from loss of life. I remember going to funerals from people, friends that were and widows now, and seeing that, and then also just broken marriages. You know, you can only be away for so long before, mm-hmm. you know, just you're not fulfilling an emotional need that you both need.